Hi guys, it's ArcRPG, and I've got another review for you. This time, it is Ghost Song. Now, this is a Metroidvania that's been made available on every major platform, with the exception of mobile and the now-dead Stadia, and probably Luna as well, but, it's been in development for quite some time, and I've been waiting forever for it, and I'm glad I can finally cover it for you guys. But, with that, move on to the review. Like I said, it's a Metroidvania, and it is actually quite apt, because it takes a lot of inspiration from Metroid. But it also throws in some Souls elements, because these games aren't wont to do that these days. So you're... Well, the game never really quite explains what you are, and I don't think there's enough lore for you to learn about the main character's identity. So instead, what you do is you go around trying to find clues, but you learn about other people instead. But you come to find that they're all stuck on this planet, and with nothing better to do, and potentially having leads to help you find out who you are, your character decides to help them out by getting ship parts so that they could fix the ship and then solve the problem of actually being able to leave the planet, because even if they fix the ship, there's a force field basically keeping them there. But, this game doesn't have boss fights per se. I mean, there are boss battles at the end of each zone. You do have to fight those to get the ship parts, but there isn't always a boss at those locations. Sometimes it's after you get the item, and on your way back you fight something. But, there are also other NPCs that you can fight that are basically named enemies. They kind of function like boss fights. And while there are some bugs that, like, make some of these bosses reappear, only one in particular I found actually does that, but if you kill them, you just get extra items and stuff. They're not necessary to fight. But, like I said, it has Souls elements, and you level up one of three stats with your nano gel that you pick up, which is basically the souls of the game, the currency. And, the three stats just govern your HP, your physical strength for your attacks, or your gun power for your gun-based attacks, which you'll be using most of the time. But instead of just allowing you to shoot whenever you want and how much you want, the game does have your gun overheat, the gun cannon. And while that does reduce the power and range of your shots, it does improve the strength of many of your melee weapons. So, you could either go pure melee and equip stuff that makes you overheat faster, or you can reduce the buildup of your heat and just keep firing a lot and just do a pure gunslinger run if you want. Or you could do a mix between the two. But, so there's three different playstyles for you to, I guess the gun would be kind of dex-based, but even though, your melee weapons are basically governed by strength and strength alone, but I'm just trying to give a bit of a, idea of how you can play and approach your game, and one of the things that your other stats, governance is, no matter what you pick for your level ups, you're always going to get an increase to your energy usage, which are used to, it's kind of like the badge system from, Hollow Knight, except that you can put, there's not a strict limit, it's just really, you're limited by how many points you have in that capacity, and you can't go over, though, unlike that game, but, so the higher your level, the more different plugins or whatever you can attach to your gun or your main body. which give you very passive skills or stat boosts that scale with your character's level. And so, it's really fun. There's the NPCs, talking to them is pretty interesting and funny sometimes. But, there is voice acting, but only when you're not in a dialogue box. Only when, you're roaming around and they have something to say. Like, hey, come over here, and then dialogue box starts when you hit the talk button. But, one thing you have to do, though, remember, though, is that if you need to equip a new part to your gun or your body for your, for those, skills, you need to shut your character down and go into your menu, but the game's still active at that point, so you have to do it in a safe location. And, the game, like I said, is also Souls-like in the sense that, if you die, you have to go back to where you died to pick up your nanogel. Otherwise, you lose it. But, if you, later on, you can get so much that the game will at least let you have some nanocells left behind, which is nice because, every time you die, you lose maximum HP by a small amount, and you need to go to a repair robot to repair yourself. And, the game is about 10 to 12 hours, maybe less, depending on how fast you can get through the game. And especially on a replay, you're probably going to beat the game in under 5 hours. In fact, there's a achievement for beating the game in under 3. But, it's pretty fun, and the only negatives I levy against it are the fact that even on a normal difficulty, enemies feel like bullet sponges, and they have too much health. This is less of a problem when you get later on in the game, and you can get those upgrades that scale your gunpowder level with your overall suit level. But early on, it just takes forever to kill something. And you'll often find yourself trying to get higher ground where the enemies can't reach you, so you just keep shooting them with abandon. And I just kind of wish there were more strategies involved in combat. But, it's still not bad, it's just something that I thought that they maybe could have taken a little extra time to, balance the game more properly per difficulty. But, if you're going for the platinum or the max gamer score for this game, it's not too, doesn't seem too terribly difficult. Just might take a few playthroughs and maybe some saves coming. But, the only other thing I could complain about is that the map doesn't have enough detail and it doesn't let you zoom in further enough. Because there are some things that could have used icons that don't. You kind of have to fill it in yourself with random markers, which don't exactly help tell you where to go. And while there is a fast travel system, there's only about 5 of the statues you could travel between. And they're kind of far apart from each other, and that's kind of annoying, because they're the only place you can actually level up. So you might be far from a while. So there's a risk to going in too deep to a zone, because if you fight the boss, the last save point might be far from where the boss is. And the game isn't kind enough to let those nanogels be outside the boss door, so you're risking it every time you go in there, especially getting over to where the boss is. So that's kind of annoying. Especially since the later suit levels will require you to get even more nanogel. Nanogel farming is actually kind of annoying to deal with in this game. But, those are my only real complaints. If you're a fan of the Metroidvanias, you should probably check out Ghost Song. Well, that's all I have for you today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.